The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, May 18th. I'm Zoe Zathmary, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 0.9%. That's how much U.S. retail sales climbed in April, the Census Bureau reported Tuesday, in line with estimates. Retail sales are considered an indicator of how healthy the economy is, and the latest reading suggests Americans are spending amid high inflation. When not counting building materials, gasoline, food services, and autos, sales rose 0.6%. slightly less than what analysts had expected. Neither of the figures were adjusted for inflation. The Labor Department recently shared that inflation climbed at an annual rate of 8.3% in April, slightly less than it did in March. The next number up is $1.30. That's how much Walmart reported in adjusted earnings per share for its first quarter, missing analysts' expectations. However, the company's revenue, roughly $142 billion, beat forecasts. Walmart also said that its earnings per share will be flat or up just a tick in the second quarter, though its net sales could climb more than 5%. Investors may be unhappy with the company's updated guidance, which reflects inflation pressure and increased supply chain costs. Investors are looking to see how lower-income shoppers are handling inflation and to find out how retailers are doing as consumers spend more money on services. Walmart stock closed down 11.4% on Tuesday, and so far this year, shares are down 9.2%. Our last number is 52. That's how many Boeing 777s the Federal Aviation Administration says United Airlines is now cleared to fly. 777s were grounded after a 2021 Hawaii-bound flight when a plane scattered debris over suburban Denver. United said the group of planes represents roughly 10% of the airline's business capacity. The planes could take flight as early as next week, and United expects to have 30 to 35 of the planes in service by July. Investors seem to react positively to the news. Boeing shares, which are down 34.4% so far this year, finished up about 6.5% on Tuesday. And United, whose shares have gained 7.3%, saw its shares finish up almost 8% on Tuesday. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, May 18th. I'm Zoe Zathmary, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.